Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going to Europe and NATO. Turkey just made it official. It is vetoing the admission of Finland and Sweden into NATO. And the phrase used is they are dangling the keys. Their ostensible reason for doing it is that Finland and Sweden, and many other NATO countries, by the way, but Turkey can't do anything about it, will permit Kurdish refugees who are threatened with genocide by Turkey to get safe passage and safe living in Finland and Sweden. The Kurds are a magnificent people. There's a little over 40 million of them, 50 million of them. Unfortunately, they don't have their own country. They're spread among Iraq, Syria, Turkey, elsewhere. Some of them are Christians. Some of them are Muslims. But they're fiercely independent people. And they have been the subject of genocide and attacks by various nation states throughout their history. Donald Trump betrayed them. Erdogan of Turkey wanted to bomb them. And he called Trump up when Trump was playing golf. And Trump walked off the fairway to take the call. Erdogan said, would you get American troops out of Syria so we can attack the Kurds? And Trump said, okay. Didn't think about it. Didn't call any of his foreign policy advisors. Went back and played. The Kurds were then betrayed by us. Trump tried to justify it by saying that they didn't back us in the Second World War. That was false. They didn't have a country to back us, but many Kurds fought with the Allies and none fought with Hitler in the Second World War. Trump was lying, or he didn't know history. Probably both. If he had known history, he would have lied anyway. It was sad. Our troops were ashamed, and as they withdrew, Kurdish women held up their infants on the side and said, please take my baby with you or the Turks will kill them. That's what happened. Turkey genocided 1.5 million Armenians a little over 100 years ago. Turkey is the seat of the Ottoman Empire. Islam was founded in the early 600s, and before the century was over, had invaded the Iberian Peninsula, Spain, and Portugal, and occupied it for 500 years, and swept like a scourge through Europe. And it took Europe more than 1,000 years to drive them out. And then what happened was they became what were called the sick man of Europe after the First World War. Their power was broken. And they were divided up. Iraq, for instance, is part of the Ottoman Empire, and it's a fake country that was just designed by the Allies. We have now let, when I say we, NATO, the Ottoman Empire back in. And their underlying objective hasn't changed in 1,000 years. In 1,000 years, it hasn't changed. 1,500 years almost, or 1,300. Turkey has not been admitted to the EU as opposed to NATO because the EU is common citizenship. If Turkey was ever admitted to the EU, and it must not be permitted to, everybody from any jihadist culture in the Middle East will go to Turkey and then they'll go to Paris and London. If you think you've seen stabbings, killings, and bombings and the arson of cathedrals now, you ain't seen nothing. Europe has got to wake up to its values and to what created it. It must resist jihad and expel the jihad it has. The solution is obvious now. You sit down with Turkey and you say, withdraw your veto or you're expelled from NATO. And they'll say, oh, well, you don't want that. And I would say, well, what have you given us? You have simply extended Ottoman culture and the Ottoman foreign policy objectives back into Europe. You bought Russian defense systems, which we told you not to do. The United States has cut you off from the F-35 as a result. And they'll say, well, yeah, but we denounced the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Great. That and the buck will get me on the bus. What else have you done? Well, we've given them some drones. Great, we have drones. Get Turkey out of there. The Ottoman Empire must be expelled from Europe once again. All vestiges of jihad must be expelled from Europe now. Go to the lines. Joe of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Joe?
Well, I was wondering if we could go back just to the segment you had, where you were talking previously about the efforts by Republicans in the state to go for to look at proposals where they basically, the vote wouldn't be counted in the sense that the vote usually is. Instead, a gerrymandered legislature would decide who won the election. How exactly would that work? Only within a certain percentage of disputed vote count? Or can you talk a little bit more about what you think they are proposing, what you know that they are proposing? Because, geez, I can imagine the cynicism that will develop if people realize that, I mean, why vote if the legislature is going to decide who won? So right. How exactly would they utilize that? Thanks, Matt. Right.
Excellent question. And here's what's going on. I think it would be very hard for them to do this if it was 2-1. You know, the old days, Bill Proxmire would win with 70% of the vote. They're not going to try something like that. However, if it's at all close, but mind you, Trump wasn't close. Biden beat him by 7 million votes nationally and by over 30 electoral votes. So they're willing to do it. Biden beat him in Michigan by more than 100,000 votes. They, in the presidential race, it doesn't matter how close it is. In a Senate or a congressional race, I agree with you, they wouldn't have the guts to try it unless it was somewhat close. But here's the way it would work. Let's take the presidential race. There is a provision in the Constitution, believe it or not, that says that the state legislatures select the electors. That's what it says. I didn't write it. You know who wrote it? Thomas Jefferson wrote it. And that's because back then, women didn't have the vote. Black people didn't have the vote. White men who didn't own real estate didn't have the vote. And so it was a bunch of guys in the Milwaukee Country Club that, you know what I mean? And they get together and they go, well, it's old George Washington. Everybody knew who it was going to be. Well, that Constitution, that part of it hasn't been amended in 220 years. So the theory is that they would get together, it doesn't matter how close the presidential election is. And they go, we've heard there was fraud in Milwaukee. Biden couldn't possibly have gotten that many votes in Milwaukee. So we say there's fraud. It's a certification declaration. All it is a piece of paper. You send it to the Senate and the National Historical people, and it's read. Now, of course, there'd be a lawsuit. Who's deciding the lawsuit? In Madison, it's 4 Republicans out of 7. And in Washington, D.C., it's 6 Republicans out of 9. All they have to do is say, well, we don't necessarily agree, all mealy mouth, but the Constitution says the legislature picks it. Now, what would happen? I think there'd be violence in some cases, but you know, our state is Midwest nice. It's very passive. We wouldn't like it, but you can't get rid of that legislature because it's gerrymandered. This is the key to authoritarianism. If you read any history from the 1930s, how Hitler did it, he got in and at first he was all mealy-mouthed. I want peace. Would you, Reichstag, which is their Congress, would you agree to suspend yourself for 4 years and I'll take care of business? And then he started to kill them. And Putin did the same thing in Russia. It's happening here. Wake up, everybody. Not you, Joe, you're already waking up, but everybody else, wake up. Wake up. The Constitution says the legislature does it. They will do it. And Republican judges will say, fine, wake up. Going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.